FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. I'm your host, Cockers, and this week we'll be bringing you highlights from Saturday's league match in Lincolnshire as FC United took on Gainsborough Trinity. And for all the build-up now, let's hand over to Ben and Woodso at the North Home.
Well, welcome everyone to Lincolnshire and welcome to the North Home, the home of Gainsborough Trinity, and this afternoon the home of Gainsborough Trinity against FC United in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. And let me tell you, dear listener, this is one of just three matches which has survived the weather this afternoon.
Only grass one.
I was getting to this.
Oh, sorry.
Ruining it.
Edit points. Do it
no,
again.
No, I'm keeping it in.
Oh, okay.
Just show the listener what I have to put up with. Where was I?
I think we already know, mate.
One of three matches this weekend in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, which has survived the weather, and the only one on grass.
What a start that is you've pulled out.
Thanks, mate. And to join me here, it's a big welcome back to Woodso. Hello.
Hello,
Woodso. Welcome.
Right,
what were your plans this afternoon? What were you going
to
be doing?
I did scour what games local to Manchester there was. There was only Ashton. I thought, well, that won't be on. No chance of that. Yeah. So I was...
Couple of MPL hipsters, non-league people in the know, couple of managers were thinking, oh, Brev Park Avenue, that'll be
on. Yeah, that was the first one. I went yesterday.
And that is that a 4G one. Pitch as well, so...
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I forgot about that.
Yeah, but we saw it last week at Broadhurst Park. There was a bit of frozen pitch. We thought was frozen, which actually underneath was perfectly fine. And it looks like, at time of recording, that's what's been pulled off here. It looks a bit frosty, but actually...
I don't know if it is, yeah. I think it's.
This is the problem
we've
got, though.
I'm led to believe if we'd have been at home today, we wouldn't have been playing. I think it's solid, though.
Yeah, this is the problem we've got, though. It's a long broadcast, this. We're on for about 2.5-3 hours, aren't we?
Mm.
And things could change as this game progresses, because the temperature is already cold and it's daylight. And it's not going to be daylight by about 4 o'clock, is it?
No, possibly. You might be. I think we'll be all right. But yeah, I know what you mean. Hopefully, it'll be a zippy pitch.
Yeah.
Speaking of zippy, they were on Children of Need the other week. What's happened to his voice? Guess someone who resembles him.
Anyway,
it was like Bobby Davros doing Roy Skelton doing zippy. Anyway.
Anyway.
That's a tangent. I never thought we wouldn't go there.
That is a tangent. And just to pass on as well, big congratulations to Mosley AFC. Strong social media on Friday.
The best pitch inspector I've ever... test of a pitch I've ever
level.
Seen.
Another level. There should be some kind of...
That should be a league rule.
There should be some kind of an award for that level of social media platformery on Friday. So, yeah, I enjoyed that shovel test
brilliant.
Immensely.
Oh, yeah, it's not playable.
If you've not seen it, look it up on Mosley AFC's Twitter feed. Just reminding me what a lovely view. They've got a Seal Park as well in the background. But anyway, we've
not spoken about this game.
Matlock Town.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes, we do, because I've watched it back. There was two penalties. There was a second yellow card.
Oh, that was a nail one.
There was a pull on Lafferty's shirt as he was going for the ball. I think we were unlucky. And for 22 seconds to be added on, when 2 minutes has been wasted, I actually added it up, 2 minutes has been wasted during the additional time, was shocking. So,
yeah, I mean, the second yellow card is unbelievable. That it's not given.
It's unbelievable.
And I think the number five, I can't remember his name.
Yates.
When he put that tackle in, the first thing through his mind would literally have been, I've gone.
Yeah.
And then for the referee to go, oh, no, we'll just have a quick word and we'll play on. What? No, it's anyway, that's by the way. The three goals, all soft.
Yeah.
I mean, I the foul on the last one may or may not. You've seen it. I've not seen it.
Lafferty's got time to recover.
Yeah.
And he doesn't recover well enough. So,
and that second goal, I mean, he pings that ball to Donny, as we said at half time. Three soft goals. I mean, that first, we did it at half time, there's no point in replaying it, but, you know, to have two same corners in 20 seconds with almost the same result both times is just, it's unforgivable. Foul aside on the last one, like you say, he wasn't as strong as he should have been, and like you say, he probably could have recovered it. It's frustrating. We didn't play brilliantly, we didn't play particularly badly. It was a funny one, really. I was shocked we were 3-0 down.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. But looking at the goals in terms of how they came about, I probably wasn't that shocked because it was not good defending. But it's been and gone now.
Let's talk about Gainsborough Trinity
and
today's game. Unbeaten here at North Home.
Yep.
All season long.
But not overall season. One place below us or one place above us. So they're hovering around us anyway.
Yeah.
So they're not exactly firing in general.
It's down to the away form.
Away form, maybe. So I think they were unbeaten last season. This is a game where you've got to be on it, because yes, we're there thereabouts in the league, so you think we're equally matched. But like you said, they're unbeaten so far at home. They've always got a strong home record, always.
Here's an interesting stat for you, though.
Go on.
FC's away farm, 4 unbeaten at the moment.
We are, so, you know.
On the trot. So 4 away games on the trot,
so
beaten.
So you know what I'm pulling now, don't you? Like the same one, 0-0.
0-0.
We've just got to be on it. You know, as we'll hear from Neil in a moment, it's a small squad to choose from today for injuries and whatnot. As you'll hear, he's hopeful things will change for next Saturday for the Marine game, which is a very, very tough game, yeah. Obviously. So we've just got to get through this today. Play well. I thought we played well this time last, you know, it was end of the season, last game of the season. We played well and we came away with 3 points. We can do it. But this is, I mean, I know I say it, and it didn't prove the other week against Guiseley. If we go a goal down in this one and we're not playing on our metal, I think we might struggle because of their home form. They have a raucous crowd here. That stand down there, it's noisy for their home fans. And if we let them get traction, we might be in for a difficult afternoon. But if we can hold our own first 15, 20 minutes and then score first, there's no reason why we can't go on and just keep playing and win the game. But it's going to be tough. Very, very tough. We know that.
Well, it's going to be tough up here in the press box.
It's going to be cold.
Thoughts to the media team. It's all right, yeah. Running around, keeping warm that way. We've got to sit here.
Well, I'm going to go and stand up so I can. You can move when you're standing, can't you?
To be honest, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just click broadcast and walk off.
It's not a bad idea. They're only producing these boys.
No, they're fine. But Woods, though, big thank you for joining us pre-match. Let's hear the pre-match thoughts now of the FC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds. Well, welcome to the North Home, Mr. Neil Reynolds, FC United manager. A game I don't think anyone thought would be on. Certainly, I wasn't expected to be here at this time of day. What's your thoughts now we've got here and you can see the pitch?
But you've got to give massive credit to the ground staff. I've just spoke to the gentleman in front of us and he lives in a place called Retford, which is 8 to 10 miles away. And he said it was -4 with fog this morning. He got up, he made his way here about 7:30, 8 o'clock and didn't have any expectation of the game being on. But they've done the preparation, they've done the homework, and he was very confident that with the tarpaulin they've had down, the pitch was going to be playable. And Ben, I've just walked on it. It's superb. It's absolutely superb, and massive well done to everyone at Gainsborough for getting the game on today.
The trick is how it copes with the temperatures. I want the players to get on the pitch as quickly as possible, yeah. Just to churn it up a little bit.
I mean, listen, nobody thought on the way up here that it can be on. So you've got to, like I said, I go back, pay superlatives to the ground staff. There's no way that game can be called off now because it's soft underfoot. What's going to happen over the next 3 hours? Who knows? You know, if it drops to -2, -3, and it gets a little bit frosty. But I think it's important now that we're all here, we prepare for the game and, you know, get on with it and roll on 3 o'clock.
So let's go back to training this week. When it comes to preparations for this game, I mean, how do you go about Thursday? Because there was an expectation this game might not be on. So how do you go about making sure that they're still on the toes, even though it might not necessarily be on?
I mean, we train with our game plan. Obviously, every manager in the league would have had a backup. You know, we booked a facility for this morning. But training's been intense. It's been prepared around what we saw against Gainsborough on Tuesday night. You know, we've been hit as usual this season. We've lost on a huge suspension. You know, Buckley has joined and he's not 100% fit, so he doesn't travel today. We've got 7 days in on a National League North player at the minute. We're hopeful he'll join us this week. We've got a couple of injuries that haven't made it as well. So we're down to bones today. We've only got 15, and that's with a goalkeeper as well. But, you know, I think we're quite strong. But you couldn't have asked any more from the lads in training about what we've done and how they've been this week, Ben. So, you know, with all that in mind, we're coming here today trying to build on last season's performance.
Obviously, you have been busy this week. The big news was Jordan Buckley signing for the club. Max Kane has obviously departed. So what's your thinking there?
I mean, listen, we've needed a nine. We know that. Max goes with our best wishes. You know, Elliot Morris goes with our best wishes. We know all that. But it's important that we start getting it right at the top end of the pitch. Buckley will give us that. We could have brought him today. We could have put him on the bench. But, you know, Liv Smith and the medical team want him 100% right. They want his sprinting right. They want his muscular kind of endurance right. So we had a chat with the medical team and said we won't risk him and we'll throw him out against Marine next Saturday with another attacking player that we're very, very hopeful of securing the deal and they'll join up with the squad on Thursday.
And what do you think about the challenge this afternoon on the pitch, not just underfoot, but also with regards to Gainsborough, because they're unbeaten here this season?
I'm not going to take anything away from Gainsborough. My challenge is our players. You know, do we turn up with Macclesfield, Bradford, Worksop, Guiseley, you know, that kind of performance, Radcliffe, or do we turn up with an Atherton, a Hyde, a Matlock first half performance? And this is the pressure that the lads are putting themselves under now, because, you know, we've signed Big Theo on Thursday night. You know, he hasn't come for the ride. He's come to take a centre-half shirt, so the centre-halves have stepped up. We've got Donoghue back next week, so you've got Griffiths, NSU and Munro who's got to step up today. You've got the front line, and we've just signed Buckley, and we've got another one coming in next week, so the front lads have got to step up. So, you know, for me, it's not an ability thing, it's a mindset thing, and like I've just said in the dressing room, if anyone thinks about walking out with gloves on today, it doesn't happen. You know, we've got to be mentally strong all over the park, we've got to be mentally right all over the park, and that starts with 3 o'clock today, taking on a side that played really well against Hyde in midweek, Ben. And the lads know that. Listen, they never cross the white line meaning to get beat. But, you know, that youthfulness has probably cost us a few times this season. But we've got experienced lads in now. There isn't an excuse, you know, to say that they're not used to it at this level. So, you know, it's going to be good. We can welcome back Charlie Oliver today after his rest last week. He'll drop in at right back. Guy will go in at left back. Lafferty and Curtis Jones will be the centre-half pair. And then we'll go with a kind of a flat three in midfield to try and combat the diamond with Munro, Griffiths and Ennis. And then a front three, which is Lively and Gabaidon, Max Woodcock and Jay Fitz. So, you know, we're going to look good going that way. We've got a game plan out to combat the diamond. Big Theo comes in on the bench alongside Mal, DJ and Dec McLaughlin. And then, like I said, next week we'll be blessed with numbers.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us. Good luck this afternoon. Catch up at full time.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ben.
So, Neil Reynolds there speaking to me about half an hour or so ago. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. FC United taking on Gainsborough Trinity here at a very cold North Home. It is freezing. And Neil obviously had that glove warning there. Glove watch, two players wearing gloves. To be fair, one of them is the goalkeeper, but we'll let that fly. Okay, so big welcome back to Stato, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Paul, welcome. What should we know about today's game, Paul? Because this is a tough game, to say the least, for FC United.
Okay, Gainsborough unbeaten at home in the league. 5 wins, 4 draws, as Renault's already mentioned, and he remembered what I told him on the team bus, which is good. However, these records are there to be broken, as we know. We won here last season when Gainsborough also had a good home record. Bizarre last season, both teams won away from home in this fixture. They won 3-1 at Broadhurst early on. Who knows, maybe the away run will continue.
I mean, that's the thing we have to cling on to, don't we, Paul? Because the form for FC United, I mean, there's circumstances behind it, obviously, but it's been patchy. But the away form has been solid recently, which is something we do have to hang on to.
We really should have won at Bamber Bridge, and we all know this.
Yes.
That was a game that was allowed to slip away. And there's been other games away where we should have done better than we actually did at the end. But, I think a new signing, well, two new signings this week has boosted the club. Renault has got a spring in his step again, and he's hopeful of signing another player next week, another striker. So there's lots going on behind the scenes. But today, obviously, he's only got 15 players to select from, which is a problem. So we've only got 4 on the bench, including the keeper.
How much of that, obviously, because you go to the form that we've been suffering from in October and November, and even like last week's game against Matlock, which I still maintain we should have got a point off from, we're missing Charlie Oliver. It's just he can't get a settled team at the moment. Every week we're missing, even today, we signed a new player. He's unavailable. It's like he just cannot get a break at the moment.
It's not been easy with team selection. It has been a case of chopping and changing at times when he didn't want to. Today we've got a new player on the bench, Theo Farquharson. We don't know about his fitness levels.
He's a very tall defender though, isn't he?
He's a big man. Yes. And there is a possibility that he could be pushed up front, I think, if pushed into shove. He could be very useful at set pieces. But that's something for the future. If you look at the core of the side this afternoon, it's an experienced team he's got.
But it's a different formation again. We've gone from 3-5-2 and we're a back four again and three up front.
So, I think the influence of Rob, the new coach, has something to do with this, in that we are seeming to be a bit more flexible, a bit more free-thinking.
Because this is the thing, is that why the change has happened, it's not necessarily, you know, FC, oh, the 3-5-2's not working or anything like that. It's to combat Gainsborough's strength, which is a strong strength given they're unbeaten here at North Home.
Gainsborough were watched at Hyde in midweek, obviously, and we picked up their diamond formation. We don't know whether they're going to use it at home, but we've set up a team to try and counter what we know of them. One thing I can tell you is that both their centre-backs are left-footed. Now, that's
rare.
Yes, that is very rare, and it's something that has been picked up on by the coaching staff.
Right.
So that's something they see they can exploit. As for Gainsborough, they've got a very experienced striker in Southwell who was at Boston before this, and he's been at a number of clubs. He's going to be a thorn in our side, possibly. They've got some very good quality players in their team. I mean, they did finish in the playoffs last season and lost out at Bamber Bridge.
They didn't have the best of starts. You know, the management left. And Russ Wilcox, who's come in, he's done a brilliant job of picking them up and making them a force again.
Yeah, they've had a good turnover of players since last season, I should also say. Yes. So some of their key players that last season are no longer there. And they've had to get an SOS out for a goalkeeper this week. Ben Bottomley has come in from Doncaster on the loan because they've already had three keepers this season. This is the fourth. So that was like an emergency sign-in. So how he fares will be interesting because he's not had much time with his back four.
So with regards to our chances this afternoon, Paul, how important is it to put in a performance? Because I think everyone can agree. I'm pretty sure everyone can agree. Especially the last 20 minutes for FC United last week was the FC we want to see. We don't want to see what we saw in the last 20 minutes of the first half against Matlock.
Oh, no. I mean, the side selected today suggests that there is pace up front. We have to exploit that pace. That doesn't mean high balls into the box. That's a no-no. I think we have to play down the flanks. So if we're clearing the ball from the back, we don't want it through the middle. We want it down the flanks so that our players with pace, particularly Gabidon and Woodcock, can get a chase on the ball and press their back line, because that's the only way we're going to make any progress, I think, this afternoon.
And we can see that there is a sunshine somewhere just over there, but it's not very bright at all, and the sun will go down pretty much for the second half. And any closing stats before we hand over to our expert commentary team, Paul?
Ooh, well, we've only won once away, and that needs to improve rather sharpish, I think, if we're going to climb the table. There's only 1 point and one place between these sides, so theoretically, it could be a close game. And our record here, it's a very bizarre fixture, this Gainsborough. Again, we go back to the bizarre. We played 12 times, only one draw in all of those games, and we're 7-4 up, and here we're 3-2 up. We've never had a draw here.
Well, on that note, let's hand over to your expert commentary team. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's FC United of Manchester against Gainsborough Trinity. And let's hand over to your expert commentary team now. It's Sato Paul, and a big welcome back to James Quinn.
Now Griffiths, nice ball infield. Ennis, 35 yards out. Fitzmartin, just outside the box. Now out to the right side, Oliver. And Woodcock goes backwards, still outside the box. Ennis out to the right flank. Fitzmartin now. Fitzmartin, can he get a decent ball in? Ennis into the box. Ennis towards the byline. And it shoots! Decent save by Bottomley. Throw in the end for FC as they go forward. Good shot from Ennis, decent save.
Charlie Ennis has had a great start to this game, you know.
Well, yeah. He found a pocket of space there and drove into the box to fire in a shot. And the keeper couldn't keep hold of it. And the defender had to bail him out.
Now can Fitzmartin keep it in? Yes, he can. Fitzmartin with a chance to cross into the box. Fitzmartin, in it comes, but it's well met by Douglas. Griffiths picks it up, 40 yards out. Out to the left flank now with Guy Hall. Guy Hall down the left flank. Fitzmartin now has it. Can he get another cross in? Fitzmartin. Fitzmartin onto his right foot. Shoots! And it goes in! And Fitzmartin, I don't know if there was a deflection, but a fine effort there from Fitzmartin. And FC United take the lead, pretty much bang on 45 minutes.
The ball flew into the far post and FC are delighted to take the lead here.
I just wondered if there was a deflection, do you think not?
Well, there may have been, but the goalkeeper looked very dumbfounded as the ball flew in.
Ennis was quick to say, that's your goal, which makes it feel to me, with a girder in the way, that Ennis might have been a bit influential in that without touching the ball.
Unless it glanced off a defender, but FC take the lead very, very close to half time.
And as the light dims here, the temperature will drop pretty markedly, you would expect, into the minuses. Guy Hall, McLaughlin now, ball still in play. McLaughlin into the box on the left hand side, gets a cross in, it's a chance, it's 2-0!
Gabidon!
Well,
there was claims, I think, the ball gone out of play from some of the crowd, but that clearly looked in from our angle. And it is 2-0.
And it was one of the easiest goals that Gabidon will ever score.
Really was.
It was really put on the plate for him there.
Clark, danger man on the left-hand side, second top scorer for the Holy Blues this season. He still has it by the corner flag, hanging on to possession well. The ball now is with Johnson. So that was a poor ball. Ennis there heads it forward. Ennis and out the left flank now. Fitzmartin over halfway. FC have got 5-on-2 potentially here. There's McLaughlin into the box. McLaughlin, he's got two across here. 3-0 surely, but great defending. I think it was Hamish Douglas with a last-ditch lunging tackle. In fact, it was Johnson, Bobby Johnson, who'd tracked back brilliantly there. Detroit square ball to Danny Devine. Devine under pressure. That keeps the ball despite the pressure. FC do well. Ennis plays a long ball forward. Fitzmartin trying to get on the end. Chance for Fitzmartin. Oh, he puts it over the bar. Javel Clark there. Will put a cross in, but it's blocked. McLaughlin tries to stroke it forward there, but doesn't find his man. And Clark has it back. Centre field. Nice ball forward. Iwobi the substitute. Iwobi, number 14 on his back. Almost gets himself into trouble. But now Ashley Jackson's cross. Oh, one guy, Hall misses it. Chance now for Howe. To the byline, Howe. And that will be...
Goal kick.
No, it's a corner.
He's changed his mind.
I don't think he actually touched that.
Protests from the FC players here, not surprisingly.
Anyway, corner ball, right-hand side. It comes, it's a good delivery. And it's in. Well... And it was Howe, I think, maybe got the end of it.
The captain's getting the acclaim there.
FC clinging on to this 2-1 lead here. Ball comes through now. Wallace now up and under. Javel Clark, 25 yards out. Spins it out to the right-hand side. Preston now to get across it, perhaps. Plays it back. Jackson ready to launch one. And it comes. Javel Clark keeps it in play. Javel Clark back there. The ball comes across, hits the chest of an FC defender. Then Wallace trying to volley it back into the danger area. Guyhall gets ahead on it, spins out for a throw-in to Gainsborough Trinity. Level with the 18-yard line as they go forward. Javel Clark surrenders duties to Jackson. They're going to have another long throw in prospect here. Ashley Jackson, penetrating throw, headed out towards the edge of the box. Shot! Ricocheting around. Now Fitzmartin. Fitzmartin FC on the break now. He's got a man to his right. He's got a man to his left. Malachi Reeve now. Cross coming in. Ellis! 3-1! FC United seal the deal. Superb break there. Fitzmartin and a great choice of pass from Malachi Reeve. And in came Ennis to tap it in. And there's a man who deserves a goal. Charlie Ennis has had such a good game. And FC United, having been clinging on, as said, there'd be another goal in this game. And it's come the way that FC would have wanted it, as they take a 3-1 lead. Then we play those 5 minutes of added time and more.
I think this is an appropriate moment for the referee to bring an end to the proceedings.
Well, it's been about character, and FC have shown that.
Credit to Malachi Reeve there for getting forward so far.
And that's it. And FC United of Manchester take the spoils here. Fine victory.
Well, they've become the first team to win at the North Home in the league this season, which is quite an achievement in itself. And it also means that of 6 visits here, we've won 4 of them. We started well. That was one of the keys of the game, I think. Renault will be pleased that we took the initiative early on. I think Gainsborough were very poor for a long period of that match. But it did take us time to take advantage of it. But when we did, it was to devastating effects. And you've got to give credit to FC today, to FC, not for winning 3-1 particularly, but for the fact that we were 2-1 up and saw it out, yeah, and then grabbed the goal at the end just to rub it in. But we had some hairy moments in the last 10 minutes, and we had to dig in a bit and fight. And unlike Bamber Bridge, we managed to get over the line.
Going back to the goals, getting a goal right on half time is always advantageous, but I think we earned that.
Yeah, it was a long time coming, wasn't it, really? we spurned opportunities in that first half galore, and so it didn't flatter us being ahead at half time by any means.
Woodsell was saying at half time that was up there, that performance. Obviously the final ball is still a problem, but going forward in that first half it was certainly a lot better than the Matlock first half, that's for sure.
The build-up play was very attractive in the first half. We struggled to convert great positions, but to be fair, I mean, the second goal, yes, that we scored,
you have a goal right on half time, you have a goal 2 minutes into the second half.
They're devastating blows.
It's like perfect for a manager, that really,
yeah,
is.
Yeah, if you want to pick and choose, that's your times. You've scored a goal right on half time, right after half time, and right at the end. You can't really better that.
The man of the match, I think, Charlie Ennis, popping up there on the back post. I was toying with the idea of giving it him anyway, but I mean, he's just been brilliant today.
And what will also impress the manager is that the second and third goals were counter attacks.
Yes.
And he set his side up today with pace, and that's what's created those two goals. Those second and third goals are all about pacing the team, capitalising on winning the ball in the middle of the park.
Their goal, which got them back into it, question mark about the idea of it being a corner in the first place. We'll have to watch it back. I'm not too sure, but Gainsborough's home record this season, they were bound to come straight back at us. And you're right, the fact we did so well on the counter attack,
yeah, that's what you said. We were playing away from home against the team unbeaten at home, and I'm sure his thoughts were, well, we can hurt them with pace, and that's exactly how it turned out.
And obviously we conceded a goal today, but I think defensively, I think the defence came in for a bit of criticism in recent games. I don't think you could criticise them today. I think they've done really well.
Yeah, I think we defended well. We created some problems for ourselves at the back, yes, which we always seem to do. And I think the fact that we've conceded from a corner for the second successive game might ring a few alarm bells amongst the coaching staff. That might need some working on. But generally, the fact that it took Gainsborough virtually an hour to get a shot on target, I think, and also the only goal they scored was not from open play, that suggests that defensively we've been good today.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously there wasn't many games of football this afternoon in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. Just a reminder, this is actually the only game on grass which passed a pitch inspection. The two other games were on 4Gs. Basford United, just across the way, they drew with Whitby Town 1 each. And Marine 0, Ilkeston Town 0. So FC United, after today's results, climbed the table up to 14th. Not too far from the runners and riders when it comes to the playoff line.
The only winners today.
Thank you so much, Neil, for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
Among the things you may be most pleased with, is it the fact that response to go, that conceding that goal, or you won't be pleased with the goal, but the fact that with some of the topsy-turvy games recently, you must have thought, and Gainsborough with a bit between their teeth.
Yeah, I mean,
we're strong.
Without wanting to sound like a broken record, you know, the liner has just said, I don't know if it was a corner, I thought it was, because... So he's apologised, but it's another unnecessary mistake when they were cruising in the game, and then all of a sudden, yeah, we should defend it better, but we don't. Then there's 5 minutes and we need real character and resilience. And then, you know, we just thought at that point, do we go five at the back, put Big Theo on, who was excellent when he came on, and tactically we changed it. You know, and then towards the end of the game, James, we bolstered it again, and, you know, had to sacrifice Dante. So what I was really pleased about, to go back to your question, is the strength of character. You know, when things didn't go our way last week, you know, that's a sign of a good side. And, you know, we were depleted today. We only had like three outfield subs and a keeper. But we've got reinforcements coming in. But, you know, to come here today, James, and I think we're the only team to win this season in the league, to come away with 3 points, we're happy with that.
First victors. Jay Fitzmartin had an interesting brief chat with Brian Richardson about Jay after the game last week. And he was this undoubted talent, but he is a confidence player. And, how pleased were you to see him break the one who breaks the deadlock?
What I've just said in there, that's as good as I've seen Jay Fitz his pre-season, but he's had an illness and he's needed to be patient and he's needed to come back in. You could hear us today burn him when he gets 1v1. You're not catching him. He's so good. And, you know, the little bit of magic on his goal where he cuts inside and bends it towards a far stick, I thought he was excellent. I thought he was excellent all game. I think the likes of him and Max and Garrett on up the top with that pace that you've got, And we're going to have reinforcements with Buckley. You know, some of the balls that we put in the box today, I think Jordan Buckley's going to eat them, you know. So, but listen, we're pleased for Jay, we're pleased for Dante, we're pleased for everybody. So we're going away, you know, cold, but we're happy today.
And would it be churlish on me to say you could have sealed it when she went 2-0 up? Jay actually had a very good chance.
Yeah,
he put the game to bed.
He knows that and should have done. Probably should have squared it to Maxi, but he took his opportunity. I think when you're playing, you know, that high in your game, that what he was, I'm not going to certainly lambast him for missing that chance. You know, when you've been excelling all game, you do it, and in some games it ends up in the top corner. But I just thought it was unjust when they scored their first one to make it 2-1, and you know, we're a little bit nervy at times, and there has been times this season that we've folded and we've given opportunities. But you know, Lafferty, Curtis Jones, but Theo when he went on, Charlie Oliver by the way was excellent. Just right throughout the park, and I don't know, I just felt quite confident in those set pieces, you know, and they're all good 6-foot players, and you're going to put Buckley in there next week at 6'2", 6'3", so you know, we're getting better at set pieces, and also then we look at an attacking menace going the other way.
And we gave Charlie Ennis actually a man of the match.
1,000,000%.
Yeah, and
1,000,000%.
Right from the word go, he was out on the right flank, very busy, very available, linking up with Oliver.
He was like a 21-year-old, I said it half time. He gets better, you know, he is your fine wine. You know, people write him off and he comes back and he's, 33 going on 34. He was everywhere. And then to make that lung-busting run in the 91st, 92nd minute to get on the end of it, you know, he's an animal. He's an absolute animal, but he deserved it and he led the pack. And, you know, look at his stats. His stats don't lie. That's 14 starts, one defeat in 14 starts. And people still, you know, may call out Charlie for not maybe doing what they think he should be doing. But we think, as a group, he's absolutely exceptional. I'm delighted that he's on the man of the match.
And the whole defence, you must have generally been pleased today.
Pat Boyes was excellent. He had a wobble, you know, when he did a Cruyff turn or whatever he did there, and a couple of his kicks. But, you know, Pat was great. Curtis Jones is getting back to his best. Lafferty had a wobble last week, back to his best. Charlie Oliver at right back looks like he's, you know, just fit into that. Guy Hall, again, was excellent. Marshall, you know, we've lost Munro. You know, devastated to lose Charlie with a groin injury. But, you know, Griffiths is back to his best. Dennis is back to his best. Depp McLaughlin comes on, and then, you know, you've got a lively front three. So we defended from the front. Defended from the front really well. Defended our box, attacked their box really well, and all in all, James, when you win a game of football, you know, you're delighted, and the fans who came out today were excellent, and they're the ones, you know, they're the ones that really, you know, matter to me.
And all the subs contributed well, including Reeve, of course, with a couple of breaks, including the one that led to the third goal.
Malachi's here to learn his trade, you know, and maybe started well against Geisley, had a little bit of a wobble. He sat there for 85 minutes, freezing cold today, and then to come on and burst the way he did going forward in an unnatural position, he did really well. So, you know, it just shows the strength of depth that we've got in the squad. But we're not going to settle on it. We'll have Donoghue back in there next week. We'll have Buckley in. We'll have another player from the National League North that we know will get over the line this week. So, listen, it's exciting times. We've been down in the doldrums a little bit. But let's not forget, you use Poland, that's one defeat in six. You know, one defeat in six since coming home from Poland. So people can pick the bones out of the Matlock game, and we will do that. We don't need telling. We already know. But, you know, just hopefully, you know, today's performance has put a few smiles on people's faces, because them fans were exceptional today.
So just briefly, injuries. So do you know about Gabidon? He limped off. Is that?
It's bad. It's a bad one. He looks like he needs stitches in it. And if he does, we don't know how long that'll take. You know, but you know,
and Munro out for a while.
Munro, yeah, he's felt his groin, so that's definitely going to be 10 to 14 days minimum. You know, just as he's getting back to his best. So, but listen, Donoghue sat at home today. You know, getting a good rest. So Donoghue could come back in there today. What I liked about the midfield three today, James, was our discipline. And nothing against any midfield that's played this season, but we weren't sprinting all over the park. We held our shape, and you know, that was pleasing for me. And like I said, I just thought we did it really, really well. But listen, it's horrible when we get beat. Yep. You know, let's enjoy the win. And I know it's absolutely freezing cold. A massive shout out for you guys today. You know, like to Tim, photographer that's come, the fans that have come, they've braved it, and it's amazing.
And finally, Marine next Saturday, who gave FC a caning earlier in the season. What sort of game do you expect there?
I don't know how they went on. I think they were drawing at half time. I'm not sure how they've gone on. 0-0. So listen, we're going to, you know, we're going to tackle it now positively. We're going to have a really good week in training. You know, I think the ice is going to go away now. We're back to a little bit of rain, and we can get in Tuesday. We can get in Thursday. We can, you know, blood in the players. We can have a really good week, and you know what it's like when you win a game of football. Put smiles on your face. It makes Monday morning a lot easier. It makes training a lot easier next week. And now we want to get back to Broadhurst Park, and And hopefully, listen, James, you know, there was a couple of words that was exchanged last week, and this win won't shut them people up, you know, absolutely. But what it does do is show the strength of character, the leadership we've got in the group, and, you know, to come here and be the first team to win all season, you know, that might put smiles on people's faces. But them fans that were here today, that for me is, they really mean a lot to me. And, you know, for them, we've won the game, and for that group in there, delighted with, because they are fantastic, that group, which I've said all season.
Congratulations, Neil. Good day, and we'll see you in 7 days' time.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there after his side's 3-1 win at Gainsborough Trinity. So next up for the Reds, we'll see FC United host Marine at Broadhurst Park this weekend. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. and admission will be pay on the gate. £13 for adults, £9 concessions, £3 under 18s, while under 5s are free with a paying adult. And for those of you unable to attend, we will of course have full live commentary via the FC Radio website from 2:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.